time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's time for a federal takeover of Metro, at least temporarily, says an influential D.C. business group. The Federal City Council, which is headed by former D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams, is calling on Congress to create a control board to run Metro on an emergency basis. The Federal City Council says it sees a lack of urgency about the need for action by the region's governments. President Trump is getting positive reviews after his first address to Congress. A CNN ORC poll out this morning finds that more than 3 out of 4 Americans say they had a very positive or at least somewhat positive reaction to the speech.
Both parties' leadership told members to be on their best behavior during the address. The decorum comes as Congress and the country remain divided. A recent Quinnipiac poll found 55% of American voters disapprove of Trump's performance as president. But in this address, no mention of the polls, just policy. Now in the works.
Correspondent Emily Schmidt. At least 2 people were killed by tornadoes in the Midwest yesterday and last night, including one in Illinois.
Illinois Emergency Management Agency spokeswoman Patty Thompson says the victim was killed by an uprooted tree in the city of Ottawa. In the same community, the LaSalle County Nursing Home was also damaged. Several residents there were injured. In the plant, a factory and several structures were damaged by the storm. The strong storms also caused damage from Arkansas to Iowa, as well as Illinois. In Texas, wind-whipped wildfires destroyed homes in the panhandle. I'm Mark Chase.
Our forecast today calls for the likelihood of severe thunderstorms in the area. The same company that operates the express toll lanes on I-95 and the Beltway in Northern Virginia will soon be doing the same for I-395.
Transurban has won the contract to administer hot lanes on 395.
I think they've done a good job on 95 and 495. We've had an issue here and there with the tolls, but generally they have kept the lanes moving.
Fairfax Supervisor Pat Harity, Republican, says he's excited to finally see the plan come to fruition.
What it does is provide a key link in the network to get to the downtown core.
Arlington County sued to stop the project the first time, but now seems satisfied with traffic studies and transit commitments from VDOT.
Where there's a free option and toll payers are paying for additional capacity, I think express lanes make a lot of sense.
They expect a fall 2019 opening. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The latest push to make D.C. a state will come this afternoon.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton will introduce her bill to make the district the 51st state in the House, while Delaware Senator Tom Carper will do so in the Senate. D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson and Mayor Muriel Bowser will deliver the council's formal petition to Congress. Congresswoman Norton says the bill has a record number of co-sponsors, and the goal is to keep progressing until statehood is achieved. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland House has passed a bill to limit school testing to 2% of the total school year. The effect would be to limit all local, state, and federally mandated tests to about 21.5 hours in elementary and middle schools and 23.5 hours in the high schools. And Hungary will not be hosting the 2024 Olympics. The Budapest Assembly this morning has approved a motion to withdraw its Olympic bid. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,817, the NASDAQ at 5825. Sports, a big win for the Wizards as they knock off the Warriors. The Caps beat the Rangers. College basketball, Maryland wins. Georgetown and AU take losses. And in spring training, the Nats win, the O's lose. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Dunkin's Cold Brew is a unique coffee experience. Small batches are steeped for hours in cold water for an ultra-smooth taste. And now there's a new sweet and salted cold brew. Deliciously sweet with salted whipped topping for a cool new take on cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on the Beltway through Annandale. The slowdowns to get you past 236. You get a little break and then slow again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. And right as you come up toward the George Washington Parkway, we have a report of a crash. I'm watching VDOT crews move the cameras around, and I see one police car coming up on that stretch of the inner loop of the Beltway near the George Washington Parkway. So be very careful. I don't have which lane it may be in. On 66 eastbound, pushing out of Gainesville to Centerville, slow. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, heavy. Much better in the Battlefield. You do have the volume. 29 Lee Highway near Groveton Road, but that crash has been cleared for a little while. On the Fairfax County Parkway, northbound in Springfield, as you come up to I-95 at Loisdell Road, but still with the crash cleanup. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway, busy continues each direction in Laurel, also southbound as you head through Jessup. On 270, no late problems, but Germantown most of the way down toward Rockville onto the 270 spur slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures this morning and into the afternoon will make 76, but severe weather is going to start threatening this afternoon through this evening. Scattered strong storms could produce strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, along with a threat of some isolated tornadoes. Everything should start settling down after midnight tonight. Partly cloudy, windy, 46. Sunshine, gusty winds tomorrow, 52. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Stafford, 57 in Damascus, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Positive reviews for the president's speech to Congress last night. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 8:07. I am Mary Walter here with Brian Wilson. And joining us right now is Dana Bash. You know her as the chief political correspondent for CNN. Dana, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here, Mary.
We would like to start off getting your analysis of President Trump's address to Congress last night. A lot of people saying it was a home run. Criticisms, positives. What was your analysis?
There's no question that this is the guy that candidate Donald Trump said he would be if and when he took the White House,
mm-hmm.
that he would be, quote unquote, presidential. That's the term he used, and he was last night. There's no question that he was the guy who, you know, gave the remarks about his agenda, and I think most importantly, had the moment that was so heartbreaking when he acknowledged the widow of the Navy SEAL who died in the very first raid that he approved when he would, after he came into office. I mean, it was a remarkable moment. Now, does this mean that there's a kumbaya in Congress? No way. And you saw that.
Yes.
You saw that Democrats pretty much sat on their hands almost the whole time. And frankly, that's because, not just because they disagree with him, but because there's so much pressure from their constituents to fight him at every turn. And, you know, God forbid there's an image of them applauding something that President Trump said. But overall, yes, I mean, a lot of sighs of relief from fellow Republicans on Capitol Hill this morning.
And it's interesting that you pointed out that moment, because your colleague Van Jones also pointed that moment out last night.
For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years.
Yeah, going to be there for 8 years, a very presidential moment, as you said as well. Yet we know when you spoke about the Democrats sitting on their hands, we noticed, we were talking about the fact that they sat on their hands when President Trump was speaking about putting Americans first. And a poll came out, also done by CNN, that shows that some 78% of the people who watched or listened to the speech thought that it was a good speech and that it was moving the country in the right direction. So how do Democrats benefit from sitting on their hands when the majority of people who watched or listened to that speech thought it was good?
Well, I think the answer is they will argue, and they're not wrong, that this is a poll that we did of people who watched the speech. It's a self-selecting crowd. There are definitely a lot of people who can't stand President Trump who just didn't watch. So it's certainly skewed towards Trump supporters. Having said that, that's a huge number. And it's way above the sort of mid to high 40s that we have seen him in with regard to his approval rating and overall job performance. So the answer to your question is to be determined. They would argue, and they have argued, that it was just words. And if the president actually puts some actions behind those words, then that could be a problematic for Democrats. Van Jones was speaking, of course, as a Democrat, was totally right. It is the president has made the Democrats' job so much easier by doing things that are so untraditional and that are frankly scaring a lot of people. Even the most basic, using his Twitter to attack people who even are supposed to work for him, like the intelligence community, never mind him going after the media. So, we'll see if that guy continues to, rear his head, or the guy who was incredibly presidential last night sustains himself.
There was a meeting of anchors. I don't know, were you at this meeting at the White House yesterday?
I was not.
Okay,
heard about it.
Yeah, a lot of people were there, and they're meeting with the president, and then they come out and they quote a White House official, or read that Donald Trump, saying something about maybe it's time to have some kind of compromise on immigration that would allow people who are illegally here to find a way to become legal. What is your sense about how that's going to go over on Capitol Hill? Is that a compromise that might fly?
No. I think ultimately, maybe if he continues to garner goodwill from conservatives and doesn't anger them on anything. I mean, he certainly made them very happy on his Supreme Court pick, but you've got a very treacherous Obamacare debate coming that's going to take up most of the oxygen, tax reform as well. He said it, I think, because he truly does want to do something on what is his signature issue. Notice that it wasn't matched by the rhetoric in his speech. He didn't propose a big moment to start to come together. And I think that the reality is that when it comes to the policy, there could definitely be agreement. I mean, the Republican leaders, Mitch McConnell in the Senate and Paul Ryan in the House, they've always wanted immigration reform. The problem is that Obamacare is going to be so all-consuming. And also his infrastructure bill, which is also going to be very divisive, there's no bill yet, infrastructure plan, very divisive among Republicans, could rob him of some of that capital with conservatives.
Yeah, let me just follow up if I could, please. The president's style last night was much more subdued than normal. And it seemed, many people thought, well, he understands the setting in which he's in. But I think it was effective, and I think that part of the problem with this president is that he turns people off not by what he is saying, but the way he says it. Do you think we're going to see more of this President Trump going forward, or will President Trump revert to his old ways as soon as he gets back to his Twitter machine?
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. It's about tone and approach, and that is one of the main reasons why Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief, because it's particularly Republicans I talked to on Capitol Hill say, they were and still are so excited to have a fellow Republican in the White House because they've had this agenda that they've wanted to get through for so long, and they've had no one to not just sign it, but sell it, but use the bully pulpit to sell it. And I think for the first time they saw that Donald Trump has that in him with his speech last night. Now, that is the first Donald Trump that we've seen like that in 19 months, right? I mean, that's not the guy that we saw on the campaign trail, in rallies, in interviews, right, on Twitter. So, as I said at the beginning, it is the guy he promised as candidate would show up if he ever won the White House. So we'll see.
Very quickly, I know you've got a big town hall event tonight. Tell us about it.
Yes. So Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, and John McCain, Republican from Arizona, of course, they have always been leaders on national security and other issues on Capitol Hill, but even more so now that Donald Trump is in the White House. They have kind of risen to try to be the conscience of the Republican hawks, if you will. And so we're going to talk a lot about America on the world stage, a lot about what, you know, what you heard from the president last night, a lot of sort of retreating and nationalism.
Right.
And these guys are also really worried about Russia. So right. a lot of really fascinating things to talk
That'll
about.
That'll be 9 o'clock.
They're always fun.
Yeah,
and
it'll be
fun.
9 o'clock tonight on CNN. All right, Dana Bash, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And we want to know what you think about the speech. What did you think when you saw it? Did you agree with Van Jones? Did you think it was a moment that may make President Trump spend 8 years in office? Or do you have some concerns? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here Tammy Whitten in the Hood. Indeed, Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County commuters are under police direction on Evergreen Mill Road, and that's west of 606, where Evergreen Mill Road and Belmont Ridge Road intersect. Very slow as a result because of the accident. Much better this morning on our commute on a Sterling 28 down to the toll road. No incidents, no delays. On the toll road, pockets of volume in Reston. And again, as you come up to the main toll plaza, seeing some of that heavy volume on the increase and at the Beltway. Interloop as you approach the American Legion Bridge with the stop and go. George Washington Parkway. Now, each direction, I'm watching these delays growing here, approaching at the overlooks. Southbound, the flow of the rush hour, tedious. Northbound, U.S. Park Place, so they're not working anything, but definitely seeing some of these northbound delays growing. In over the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, we're pretty thick in the rush hour. Heading across the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland before you get to St. Barnabas Road. That's where the delays begin. And still on the brakes, 295. Just be alert here as you head north of the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab. That's where they were clearing an accident to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, windy this afternoon with thunderstorms developing. A few storms may be severe as the day progresses. The high will be 76, chance of rain 80%. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Wind could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour and a low of 46, so be weather aware. Tomorrow, 52 and windy. Friday, a chance of a flake or two. Temperatures in the mid-40s ultimately. Weekend looks rather coolish. Mid-40s on Saturday, Sunday in the mid-50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is 8:18 on WMAL.
For people who have been hoping that maybe he would remain a divisive cartoon, which he often finds a way to do, they should begin to become a little bit worried tonight. Because that thing you just saw him do, if he finds a way to do that over and over again, he's going to be there for 8 years.
I find myself in agreement with Van Jones for the first time in my political life. I think for people who are not Republicans and already committed to the president and his agenda, Donald Trump did indeed become presidential tonight.
Listen.
And I think we'll see that reflected in a higher approval rating.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, Senator McConnell. Senator McConnell, following the comments by Van Jones on CNN, a lot of people were very surprised to hear about Van Jones' take on this, but it was a great speech, according to the Snap polls. I think a very positive sense about what the president had to say and the way he said it. What are your thoughts about the speech last night? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Susan in D.C., start us off. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I thought that it was a terrific speech, and I thought that he, you know, I don't know what the Democrats were expecting, but the way he came out, he made them look so small on the biggest stage he could possibly have done that on. and they just look petty and stupid and not the way to, you know, a prosperous future. So I agree with Van Jones, and this probably for the first time also.
Even a blind squirrel will eventually find a nut. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, Donna and Frederick, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Hi, good morning, and congratulations, Mary. Glad to hear you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Donna.
You're so welcome. I want to say, first of all, I'm shocked that I would ever agree with a communist like Van Jones on anything. but in this case, I honestly believe he made a very valid point, and that is Trump, he's out the gate. We all know where he's going. I think immigration may be a little bit of a hiccup along the way, but he'll make it work. I do think that he will be there a long time if he keeps going like this.
Donna, let me ask you a question. Do you like the Donald Trump you saw last night, or do you like the sort of, you know, bombastic, take-no-prisoners Donald Trump we saw during the campaign and occasionally we see on Twitter?
Well, I loved him last night. I thought he was very presidential. However, he's a New Yorker. He's got a lot of personality, and a lot of people don't know how to digest that, so to speak, but I understand him very well. So I like some of the things he does because, to me, it's hilarious half the time. He's brutally honest. How can you go wrong?
All right, Donna, thank you
very
for that.
True.
Greatly appreciated. Let's see. Angel in Stafford, you're up next. What do you say, Angel?
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. I really love your show. I listen every day on the way to work. What I saw last night, I was really impressed. I think he was just large, and he was there. Finally, it really came through that he's there for all of us, not for himself like people claim. So I like the balance of he was very presidential, and it was really an awesome thing to see him honor, the slain SEAL's wife, or an honor him. I think that was awesome. So I like the balance between what I saw last night, and he's still the 800-pound gorilla that, generally speaking, the media is terrified of.
Absolutely. Katie disagrees with Dana Bash and what she had to say about the Democrats.
Yeah.
That the Democrats, Dana said that the Democrats they're just reflecting their constituents' own desires. And in the speech last night, she said the Dems are not keenly aware of their constituents' desires. The Dems are doing their own propaganda agenda, most coming out of very gerrymandered to the Democratic side districts like 7 of the 8 here in Maryland. That is not a constituent-driven Democrat party. If it were, they would not have lost so many to Trump in the last election. They should be really more careful and should be more alert. Too bad Dana Bash.
That's a very interesting point. You know, I mean, the hard right Democrats are never going to like anything this president says. But here's the thing.
The hard left.
I'm sorry, when I say hard right, yeah. I meant hard left, excuse me. The hard left Democrats are never going to like anything that this president says. But here's the thing about that. Average Americans in middle America who may occasionally vote Democratic, I liked what they heard. I mean, who's not going to like America First? Who's not going to like? We want to cut spending. We don't want to send as much overseas. Who doesn't like the idea we're going to build roads and bridges and highways? I mean, all of these things are winning ideas that resonate with people that occasionally vote Democratic. And if they don't understand that this president has figured out what real Americans want, they're missing the boat, which I hope they continue to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's 8:23 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
You know, this weather is all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud, dirt, pollen, and grime into your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and our friend Joe Hadid wants to help out with a deep-down professional cleaning for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain kinds of rugs. He's developed an expedited cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get a 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Don't miss Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Eric Burdon and the Animals at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center, Montgomery College, Rockville Campus on March 6th at 8 p.m. Burdon's soulful voice is the driving force of the legendary hits House of the Rising Sun and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. For information, visit montgomerycollege.edu/BAC or call 240-567-5301.
8:25 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, boy, a solid lineup continues as you come out of almost Gainesville, heading past 234 Manassas, where we had the crash over to the shoulder now. Then Centerville, Fair Oaks, heavy through Falls Church, so a lot of stop and go on the ride coming in from the west. Now the toll road, been looking at delays growing as well, so we have crews on their way to check to see if there's something blocking eastbound toll road after Hunter Mill Road. That's the focal point of heavy volume. George Washington Parkway delays stop and go from 123 heading down toward the Key Bridge. Heavy over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Boy, the westbound freeway. Watch as you come off of 295, especially northbound, slows to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel and over toward the Case Bridge and Main Avenue. 3rd Street Tunnel slow its length as you come off of the freeway out to New York Avenue. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue stop and go. And much better around Union Station, Massachusetts Avenue at 1st Street, where we had the earlier closure from the accident, cleared, and I'm not seeing much of any delays. So you can use that up at speed. Update is brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Strong line of thunderstorms expected to roll through this afternoon. We'll see those storms come in with some gusty winds, heavy rain and hail, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. 76 degrees and gusty winds even outside of thunderstorms. Scattered thunder early tonight, then partly cloudy, 46 and windy. Windy tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees at 827.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans, and they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 844-91-91. Bible. Now it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes.
But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
So the president and the White House now suggesting that a compromise on immigration might be possible. One that would not bring people here illegally, citizenship, would make them at least legal. Is that a compromise you could accept? We'll take your calls coming up after the news. It's 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A D.C. business group is calling on Congress to appoint a control board to take over Metro on an emergency basis. The Federal City Council, whose members include executives from Verizon, Inova Health Systems, Hilton, and the Washington Nationals, is asking that a control board run Metro until a new governance system is in place. Montgomery County Police are investigating threats made this week against a mosque and an Islamic community center in Silver Spring. Meanwhile, in his first address to Congress last night, President Trump condemned a recent surge in hate crimes.
Recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries, as well as last week's shooting in Kansas City, remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all of its very ugly forms.
President Trump has pushed back a major announcement.
The White House likes the buzz they're getting over the speech this morning, and they've decided to let it play out, so much so that they've adjusted the schedule. They were originally planning to roll out the president's revised travel ban today, but they've decided to delay that.
Correspondent Joe Johns. D.C. leaders are pushing ahead today for statehood. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton will introduce a statehood bill, as she does in every Congress. Democratic Senator Tom Carper of Delaware will introduce similar legislation in the Senate. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,812, the NASDAQ at 5825. Sports, the Caps beat the Rangers in New York. The Wizards beat Golden State at home. College ball, Maryland wins, Georgetown and AU lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
There are five times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners. A basketball game with five times more dunks. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Indeed's easy to use. You can post a job in minutes. You can even set up automatic screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. And once resumes start rolling in, you can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms and conditions apply.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work.
He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub.
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month, and if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk, available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Springfield area, getting better on the Fairfax County Parkway northbound as you come up to Losedale Road before I-95. That's where we had the earlier accident. It's cleared, and those delays just about eased out. If you're on the interstate and you're coming northbound out of Newington, you'll hit the delay merging onto the inner loop through Annandale with the volume. Again, from the toll road to the Legion Bridge, George Washington Parkway in the thick of it here, passing the overlooks, heading into town toward the bridges, focused on that. On the southeast-southwest freeway, just jammed each direction and toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the westbound side, had a report of a crash in the backups. Now, let's go on to 270, just about done out of Frederick. A little bit of volume still left as you approach and pass Route 80 Urbana, and then most of the heavy traffic from Gaithersburg extends down to the 270 spur. So we're still in the rush hour mode there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Strong line of thunderstorms expected to roll through this afternoon. We'll see those storms come in with some gusty winds, heavy rain and hail, maybe even some isolated tornadoes. 76 degrees and gusty winds even outside of thunderstorms. Scattered thunder early tonight, then partly cloudy, 46 and windy. Windy tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Woodbridge, 55 in Frederick, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 8:37. I am Mary Walter with Brian Wilson. So yesterday, before Donald Trump's speech, the number of network television networks met with the president, and a White House official, unnamed, claims that President Trump, floated a plan that would allow illegal immigrants to live and work in the U.S., but would not grant them full citizenship. So it sounds like a compromise. Are you open to this compromise? Is this compromise a good idea? 888-630-9625. So it seems as if President Trump says, maybe I can float this out here, see what the Democrats have to say about this. Maybe they'll get behind me because I'm going to give them a little bit, not going to give them citizenship, but I will allow the people who are here illegally to stay in the country. They can live, they can work, but I will not grant them full citizenship. The other part of it is that Dreamers would be an exception and would likely be eligible for full status. Now, the fly in the ointment here seems to be, according to when we spoke to Representative Andy Harris, is that they would have to make a new class of citizen, a new class of immigrant for this, because they would not be green card holders. They would, it would have to be some sort of status that would allow them to live and work in the country legally, but would prevent them from partaking in entitlements and benefits. And I think that that is key if Trump wants to keep his base.
All right. So, I mean, apparently if you're a green card, you're on the way to citizenship. And,
yes.
And then the deal would be, okay, you're here illegally, and we're going to give you a pathway to become legal.
Yes.
So that you're not in violation of the law. You can come out of the shadows, but we're not going to give you citizenship and you're not going to get benefits. You know, let me just see. Here's what I think is going on. Trump has decided we're going to get the bad hombres, and, and they're doing that now. They're cracking down on the people who've come to this country illegally and then have violated the law. Then I think he's told the Border Patrol, handcuffs are off, go do your job. You've been told you can't do your job under my administration. Go down there and secure the border as best you can. Do what you can to secure this border while we continue on the efforts to build a wall. And let's make things more secure. Reduce the number of people who are coming here. And then let's crack down on businesses. I don't think this is going to happen. Crack down on businesses that hire people who come to this country illegally. Make sure if the jobs dry up, then a lot of these people may self-deport. Then you have still a bunch of people in this country, maybe as many as 11 million or more. And the question becomes, what do you do? You know, are you going to be able to track down all of these 11 million people? That's as many people as live in the state of Ohio. That's not going to be an easy task. It would take you a long time, and I'm not sure you'd ever really be able to do it. So what do you do? Maybe this is the compromise. We're going to let you come out of the shadows. We're going to get you out of the illegal status. We're going to give you this special sort of a dispensation one time, and then you can come out and you can be legal, but you will never be a citizen unless you're willing to go back and start over. I think that's okay. I think that may be the best you're going
to
get.
Let me play devil's advocate. Does that encourage people to flood across the border because, hey, I can still live and work in the good old US of A and keep sending money back home to the family back there? We know we export a lot of money, especially to Mexico. And does that just encourage people to continue to break the law?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you get 11 million people out of the
country. Enforce the laws on the books. Let's put E-Verify in, and let's punish employers who break the law.
I don't disagree with those things. It's 11 million people. The numbers are really overwhelming. I don't know how you get them.
But they got here.
I know, but finding them and getting them out of here. Listen, I'm telling you.
But if they can't make a living.
Can you imagine taking everybody out of the state of Ohio?
But
listen, let me make my point. If 11 million people, do you understand how many that people that really is? That's like taking the entire state of Ohio and saying, we got to deport them. We got to find you. We have to process you. We got to get you out. I'm not sure that if you just look at the raw numbers of how many people that is, I don't think that you can administratively do it.
And my theory, my point is that I don't know if you would have to if you enforce the laws on the books. I think a large part of that problem would solve itself because they can't live and work in this country.
Well, what do you think about it? Do you like it as a compromise or not? The phone lines are open. How about Sam in Damascus? You're up with Brian and Mary. Hey, Sam. Leo and Round Hill, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Leo.
Guys.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, what I find ironic is when Obama took office, there was over 20 million illegals. Where did the other 9 or 10 go?
I'm going to stop you right there, Leo, because this is often the discussion you have. Nobody really knows.
Right.
The best, most reliable estimate that most people have centered on is 11 million. I think it may be more like 13, but at least 11 million people. If it's more than that, that makes the problem even a bigger problem to resolve. Don't you think?
We know where they're at. Go get them.
Well, how do you find all 11 million people? Think about it. Do you really know how many a million people is? Are you really aware of how difficult it would be to find 11 million people and administratively process them out of the country?
Actually, no. It wouldn't be that difficult. We mobilize.
I don't think you know how many. I don't think you realize.
I got into this discussion the other day about the military. When we rounded up lawful Japanese citizens that were Americans during World War II and then put them in internment camps, that worked.
I don't think we want to make a comparison
I don't
to
either,
that.
Yeah.
But again, if they can't live, they come to this country to make the money to send it back home. If we cut that off and we punish employers for hiring people, if we put E-Verify in and we punish employers, why can't you have a raid at a large factory where you know that they're probably employing illegals and go in there and ask for papers, prove that you have your working documents, and if you don't, you find that employer for every single person that they have hired illegally, it'll stop.
I know it sounds good. I'm just telling you, when you do the math and you figure out how much it takes to process each individual out, and you multiply that times 11 million, you're talking about a 30-year endeavor.
Maybe so, but I think it sends a signal as opposed to telling people to welcome Matt's out.
Well, more of your calls straight ahead. It's 844 on WMAL.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Could you get your family out of a burning house in less than 3 minutes?
The newer homes, the siding simply melts away.
Seven on Your Side reveals a potentially deadly downside lurking in area homes. Hidden home hazard. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
You were in the kind of love that makes people cross oceans.
Tonight, the astounding original television event continues.
We must demand full equality now.
When We Rise, tonight, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the toll road, you still need some extra time due to the crash in the Reston area. Eastbound toll road, your delay's now almost back off the Greenway. Accident after Hunter Mill Road. Crews tell me they have it all confined to the shoulder, but I'm sure a lot to check out still. So toll road eastbound for the volume. 66 has been slow most of the rush hour. Just had a lot of heavy volume, and then we had this crash eastbound after business 234. That's now to the shoulder. Alexandria dealing with the crash on Braddock Road at Valley Drive. So if you take Valley, say West Braddock Road off of King Street, that's where you're going to start to encounter some delays getting toward that intersection. No problems to report right now, 395, but hang with it. Landmark to Shirlington, again across the 14th Street Bridge, pretty much jammed solid. 295 north near the 11th Street Bridge. They're looking for a new accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather headlines of today. Scattered storms this afternoon could produce strong damaging winds, hail, maybe an isolated tornado. Best chance is going to be after 12 o'clock today. 76 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
55 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
It is 8:46 on Mary Walter, along with Brian Wilson. Taking your calls, 888-630-9625. Want to know, are you okay with a compromise on immigration? Now, Andy in Gainesville says this whole thing is fake. Andy, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you, Andy?
What do you say, Andy?
Oh, he Andy says nothing. All right, Bill in Fairfax. Bill, you think this is a betrayal. Good morning.
Yeah, this is the betrayal that those of us who opposed Trump during the primaries thought that he would go with. He's always been a leftist. He's betraying us again on this. He's doing the same thing with the infrastructure. Sorry, Brian, but another $1 trillion down the drain in terms of debt, that doesn't help us out. But yeah, this is exactly what I expected from him. And this is a flip-flop by you, Brian, because this is not what you supported during either the primaries or during the election.
Well, allow me to defend myself for just a moment. I have never said that I was against a pathway to make people legal. I am against a pathway, and always have been against a pathway to citizenship.
What are you doing for the Dreamers?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm telling you right now, you can take my word for it. That is the current policy of this administration. Terry McAuliffe had a conversation with the president and with the Secretary of Homeland Security, walked away with assurances that right now, the only thing they're doing is going after the people who violated the laws of this land. If you're here illegally, but you haven't violated other laws, Terry McAuliffe says the president told him face-to-face and the Secretary of Homeland Security told him face-to-face, we're not going after those people. There will be no mass roundups. So that's the current policy of this administration. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, the Eisenhower and Truman administrations were able to deport millions. Okay, it's not that hard.
All right.
To work with the Border Patrol folks.
Bill, I come from West Texas, and I have been with the Border Patrol, and I know how they work, and I know how this thing goes. I grew up in that part of the world where it's a big problem and has been for years. You and I are just going to disagree on on how much time it would take and the effort that it would take to do that. I'm all for getting people out of here who have broken the laws. I think that's just fine. I'm all for making sure people aren't coming in. I don't know how you process 11 million people.
But again, we can argue this till the cows come home. I think that you can take a multi-pronged approach. It doesn't have to be necessarily sending out the troops and rounding people
up.
It doesn't have to be that.
If they don't have jobs, a lot of them will self-deport.
And
the current
policy of this administration doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. And I think if Trump goes through with this, I think he's going to alienate the people who put him in office.
You may be right.
Yeah, I do think that is going to be a big problem. Let's go to Jonathan right here in D.C. Jonathan, good morning.
You're on with Brian and Mary.
Hey, good morning. So here's the deal, Brian and Mary. How long do you think radio is going to be around in the future so you guys have job security?
I hope for a long time.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, so that means to me that I think that Immigration Customs Enforcement has a job and they're going to be around for a long time. So just let them do it.
All right.
That's how it goes. I mean, 11 million people, 11 trillion people. That just means the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has job security.
Well, I would say that if you feel that strongly about it, you should tell that to your president because that's not his current policy.
But I think he will get the message loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I really do think that if Trump goes through with this, he's going to get the message loud and clear. What does this say? And we have to define it. The question is, what does you can live here and work here, but you can't be a citizen mean?
Well,
what does that give them? And I think that's a big unknown.
Representative Andy Harris said that he actually likes the idea. He says, look, you're not going to give them citizenship. You're not going to allow them to vote. You're not going to give them any benefits, no welfare, no Medicare, nothing. If you have a situation like that, you know, that's a very different thing. There is not as big a drain on the government and on the taxpayer.
But that special class has to be carved out and made. And so I think that unknown scares a lot of people.
Folks, I'm just telling you, if what he told the governor of Virginia is correct, this is where we're headed. So if you don't like it, you need to speak up now.
Absolutely.
8:51 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Divorce isn't easy on anyone, but especially hard for young kids, and maybe for reasons you didn't suspect. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. People get divorced for lots of different reasons, but when young kids are involved, they often think it's their fault. Many children's behaviors change in the first year of parent separation. That's according to a recent report by the American Academy of Pediatrics. But most problems do clear up within 2 to 3 years. Still, a child's sense of loss may last for years and get even worse during holidays, birthdays, or other special events. What's important? Really listening to your child when they tell you how they're feeling and what they need. Also, according to the AAP, children's routines such as school, extracurricular activities, and contact with friends and family should remain as normal and unchanged as possible. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Napa know-how.
Spend $24 on anything in Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV in Baltimore area soon. Call 1-800-726-7047 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call now.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still with the heavy delays, Beltway, Maryland, as you head past New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop near Colesville Road. Watch for a stalled car reported. Coming off at 270 out of Rockville. Slow most of the way heading across the American Legion Bridge. Inner loop side slows across the Legion as well. On 395 starts to ease as you come off the Beltway. A little bit of stop and go still through Landmark. Again, from Shirlington, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge. Alexandria, crews were working the crash. Westbound side of West Braddock Road at Valley Drive. If you're heading over toward King Street on Braddock Road, you're going to have a little extra volume. Also on the toll road eastbound past Hunter Mill Road, had earlier accident activity in 66 past the rest area, crash to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Help Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
March coming in like a lion. Scattered severe storms rolling through this afternoon. We may sneak a few in earlier than that, especially west and north. A gusty southwest wind and a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 8:56.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Ever feel like you're missing out on something? Like somewhere out there is a 125,000 square foot casino giving away free slots play on their pulse pounding Vegas caliber slot machines? Maybe it's just me.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be honest. Last time you saw your parents, were you afraid they might fall? If they do fall, do you think they could cope without help? If you're shaking your head, this message could save their life. We're Bay Alarm Medical, the number one rated help on demand service for seniors. We want to give you important safety information for free to help keep your parents safe at home. Simply call 1-800-600-1252. Bay Alarm Medical's alert service gives seniors instant access to the help they need at a touch of a button, 24/7, contacting family, friends, neighbors, or 911 services if needed without false alarms. Today's life-saving free information contains crucial tips we've learned keeping seniors safe for over 70 years. This free information can help prevent falls and make day-to-day life safer at home. For this important free information, plus a free quote on America's number one medical alert service, call 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Well, we'll continue to see how the president's speech resonates throughout the day and what the other observations are about it. Coming up tomorrow, Thursday, we'll be joined by Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Network. And coming up next, of course, is Chris Plant. Good morning, Chris.
I am. Did you know that Stuart Varney guy is from England?
I've heard that.
He's English.
He's American.
He's American now. He used to be English.
He's American.
Now he's an American person. Well, I don't know. There's really not much to talk about today. I think I'll open up the line and see what you have to say. I want you to speak directly to President